Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Our guest today is the former 30th United States Ambassador to Finland, Earl I. Mack. He was appointed by President George W. Bush. He is an American businessman. He was senior partner of the Mack Company, a real estate development, investment, and management firm, and was a founding board member of the merged Mack-Cali Realty Corporation in 97. Earl Mack is active in the arts, serving as chairman and CEO of the New York State Council of the Arts for 3 years, and has produced a number of theatrical productions and films. Earl Mack has been involved in thoroughbred horse breeding and racing since 63 as an owner and advocate. His political involvement includes a 2016 attempt to draft Paul Ryan as the Republican presidential candidate. He was recommended by Rob Cole, who was a top executive in the George Pataki administration when Pataki was governor. Also, Ambassador Mack is a very close personal friend of former governor of New York State, George Pataki. Now, I see a press release in front of me, given to me by Rob Cole, with the United States Tax Reform Council, calling for the elimination of tax deductions for charitable contributions spent overseas. Why do we need this elimination, Ambassador Earl Mack?
Brian, hi, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to the American people, and I'm very grateful. Brian, Americans are proud of a long history of philanthropy, and that's a tradition of generosity that we should cherish, encourage, and promote. And we commend the spirit of those that honor that generosity. However, in a time of desperately needed tax reform, deep budget cuts, gapping deficits, we have to reconsider some tax breaks for overseas charitable contribution. And this is why, as chairman of the United States Tax Reform Council, I am calling for an elimination of the charitable deduction for any monies that are given to overseas charitable organizations. For example, people like George Soros, Sheldon Adelson, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, just to mention a very few of the big givers, those people are giving the most of that, or almost virtually all of that, to overseas, deserving overseas charities, and so we do admire them for their noble giving, but with an infrastructure breakdown in America, with 47 million people living below the poverty line, and universities and medical centers clamoring for money for research, we should certainly not allow the charitable deduction for monies going overseas. Now, there can be some tweaking of that, but that would save us. And according to the Hudson Institute, 10 to $11 billion a year go to non-developed countries. That's non-developed countries. And we think that when you include the developing countries, it's $22 billion a year. And over 10 years, that's $222 billion of possible savings or into our economy. In other words, if they had to pay tax on that, they would do two things. They would either pump it back into our own nonprofits, organizations, or they would pay a tax on that, and that would go into our tax coffers. So we don't have to save Venice. We don't have to get a tax break for the Louvre or universities in throughout the world. Let's give to our universities here. I feel very strongly about it, and people like the Open Society Foundation of Soros is second only to Melinda and Bill Gates, have a long, well, and documented history of primarily supporting overseas causes, many of them with an overt political agenda. So why would we give them a tax break for that? Why? They can well give if they're noble and really believe without our tax break. Now, let's go further.
Yes.
We feel that income of foundations that send money overseas should be taxed as well. There should be a tax on money, all money from foundations that go overseas, that send money overseas. You send $1 overseas or to a foreign nonprofit, a legitimate foreign nonprofit, you pay a tax on that because you've already received an enormous deduction for giving the money to your own foundation or directly to giving the money to foreign universities or help foreign infrastructure, help the poor, help infrastructure in South Africa. You can't do that. If you want to give it, it's great. I respect you for it. Don't take the tax deduction.
It seems that there's more of an effort to put American industry, American charities, American needs first. That's one of the reasons why President Trump became president. He was always talking about America first.
Excuse me. I'm not talking about... I don't want to make this America first. I want to make this a common sense initiative. It's just common sense to not take a tax break. It doesn't have to be. If you waive your tax break, sure, we'd like to do it in America, but it's a free country. Go overseas. Give your money overseas. But don't take a tax break, not on our dime.
Now, do you think this will trigger a lot of potential givers to charities to give more to American universities, hospitals, research, and health care? Do you think this will trigger giving to charities here?
Well, of course. It's just common sense. If they want to give and take a tax break for it, the monies will either, they'll either pay taxes to the U.S. Treasury or they'll give it back into our economy. And that's $222 billion either into our economy or into the tax coffers over the next decade.
We're learning a great deal from a great humanitarian and philanthropist, Earl I. Mack, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Paul Bellani, with the Coats for Kids program, the program regarding the Federal Hall in Manhattan, as John Katsimatidis is trying to keep that Federal Hall in excellent condition, Mo Nalon regarding a commissioning of a naval ship. Coming up, we'll have Andrea Katsimatidis, the new Manhattan County Republican chair, Bob Collins, the Gravenhurst, Ontario president of the Chamber of Commerce, and a program on a new ambulatory care location. A little bit more information about Ambassador Earl Mack. He was born to a Jewish family, the son of Ruth and H. Burt Mack. His father founded the real estate development company, the Mack Company. He has three brothers, William, Frederick, and David. Earl Mack graduated from Drexel with a bachelor's degree in 59. He then went on to attend Fordham Law School. In 92, Earl Mack was one of the first 100 alumni inducted into the newly formed Drexel 100 Alumni Association. He has been awarded several honorary degrees, including a Doctor of Law, Fordham, honorary degree from Damon College, an honorary degree from Yeshiva University, Doctor of Business Administration, Drexel, and honorary degree from Franklin Pierce University. A great humanitarian, our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly paper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Now, I received today a press release regarding the U.S. Senate Republican tax bill keeping medical expenses as tax deductions. Do you agree with this program, Ambassador Earl Mack?
Yes, I very much, I very much do. But I am not familiar enough to discuss this. But I know that there are a lot of savings by eliminating the individual mandate. I think $437 billion is the number over 10 years And according to what I read and hear, we don't need that individual mandate. We can go elsewhere and get the same kind of coverage. But I think eliminating the individual mandate is critical. And so, Brian, I do agree with that. I do agree that we should get, that everybody should get health care. I think they can work out that nobody loses their coverage, but eliminate virtually nobody by eliminating the individual mandate.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Congress getting involved with this USTRC, which is the United States Tax Reform Council. And of particular concern, you mentioned George Soros, Sheldon Adelson, Bill and Melinda Gates with their foundations, giving generously overseas and being underwritten by the United States taxpayers. Could you explain that a little more?
Well, I think it's simple. I think the revenue implications for deductible contributions overseas are staggering. And according to studies that we've seen, we could save $222 billion. Over the next decade, all we have to do is just either or both tax the foundations on their income. That's one alternative. Second alternative is tax all of their foundations contributions that go to foreign countries. They should be taxed, and there should be a tax period on foundation income. Right now, the taxes run from 0 to 2% on the foundations, depending on the kind of foundations. It's very important that we put our money back into this country.
For those who just tuned in, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520 with 50,000 watts of clear channel power blanketing the East Coast of the United States and much of Canada. Our guest is former United States Ambassador to Finland, Earl I. Mack. If you're listening in Florida, Manhattan, South Buffalo, or Toronto, Canada, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Always greeting cards and letters from our Canadian and European
listeners. Can I sum up for a minute, Brian?
Yes, sir.
I think America can no longer afford to foot the bill for charitable contributions that are spent in support of another nation's citizenry, or worse, partisan political agenda.
Now, you talked about politics, Ambassador Mack, and many conservatives have criticized for the last 10 years George Soros that he has a political agenda, a very left-wing agenda. He's been accused of paying for protesters. How overt is his political agenda where he's receiving tax deductions for this, Ambassador Mack?
Well, I'm not going to get into what he's supporting now. I'm going to get into the fact that he shouldn't be getting, if he sends $10 billion taxes overseas and he lives in New York and has to pay, with state and local taxes, has to pay about 45% or more. That could go into American coffers or back into the American economy. And that certainly should be a concern of ours, not alone George Soros, but for the whole American economy and for tax revenue received for his charitable giving when it's taxed if it goes overseas.
Now, Ben, yes?
Back into the American economy.
Now, Ambassador Mack, we've had terrible hurricanes in the last few months. We have a problem with the homeless throughout America. Are you advocating that's where charitable tax deductions should go and not overseas?
Absolutely. There's a great example, Brian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the people that are struggling from all of these hurricanes. Florida, Puerto Rico, which is certainly our territory, and people in Texas. Why not spend the money there? Why not give the money to research, health care, and our 40 million of our friends and neighbors that are living under the poverty line? We can't afford to do that.
Now, you wrote an article.
$1 trillion deficit. You know, I saw a commercial the other mm-hmm. day, Brian, and they wanted to show you how much $100 million was, and then they showed you out of a billion, and then they showed you $1 trillion that was almost all the way to the moon. Now imagine $21 trillion, we may be able to reach another solar system if you piled $20 bills on top of each other.
It's shameful. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from a great humanitarian and statesman, Earl I. Mack, former U.S. ambassador to Finland in the Bush administration, and he's fighting hard to eliminate tax deductions for charitable contributions spent overseas. Special thanks to Rob Cole for recommending this program and Kevin Carr, our director of production. Thank you for enlightening us about the need to eliminate these tax deductions, Ambassador Earl Mack. Have a great week.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Honored to have you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.